Blog Talk Radio.
Think about it.
In them, do I live, move and act?
Nothing Without You, Jason Nelson. Well, we thank you for tuning in today. Welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, at this time. A time of reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns, and early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and every one of y'all can join in and pray. Normally we're there 30 to 35 minutes as the Lord sees. Going. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334 is for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request, praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. Listen online also at www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. And we appreciate and are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you, Evangelist Bernard and me, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you. And we thank the Lord for it, and we just ask y'all to pray God's will that this broadcast be led by the Lord. And with that, we'll turn it over to our founder and our host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Evangelist.
All the way. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank you so much. We certainly appreciate your opening up. We appreciate your attentiveness and just your overall faithfulness. Amen. You can't find faithful people today. Hallelujah. But I thank God for Sister Ruby. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you all today. We just looking to the Lord to continue what he has started in us. Amen. We're continuing with our destiny focus from last week, and it flowed over to this week. Order my steps. How many need their steps ordered by the Lord? Amen. We know when God ordered our steps, everything will be all right, because he said all things work together for the good to them that are called and to them that are chosen according to his purpose, not ours. Amen. To them that love the Lord. Sometimes we get into quoting scriptures and we just memorize them. But when you really begin to think about what that those words really mean, then we start walking in them. Amen. I was just reminiscing today and just thinking about my grandparents. And, you know, I know, remember when I was a young girl, you know, buying all these shoes. And my grandmother said, well, you know, you can't wear but one pair at a time. And I didn't understand that. You know, when you're young, you don't understand some of the things they can see and some of the things they have already experienced as they were in their younger days. But then I began to think about that, and I said, you know what? Some of those things I was talking to Sister Ruby, some of those things don't even faze me no more. You know, we had to change purses and have a purse to match your shoes and everything matching. But as long as I'm nice and clean today, honey, I could wear the same, have the same purse on my own for Sunday service, Bible class, and any other service. It's all right with me because those things are not important. That's not vital to my salvation today. Amen. But what's most important is our walk, as Elder Peggy Jones ministered to us on yesterday. Our walk, our talk, how are we living? How are we representing God? Amen. So we're going to continue on today with this beautiful topic, Order My Steps. After we finish with this series, we should have a different attitude. Amen. Our attitude should be geared toward pleasing God. Our attitude should be geared toward walking in the steps that he is ordering. Amen. Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited. And we have a wonderful woman of God. Amen. She is a pastor. Amen. She is a mentor. She is a wife. She is a mother. Amen. She is an intercessor. She is a prophetess. Amen. She's a woman that loves God's people. Amen. And is pursuing the things of God. I believe sincerely that is her quest every day. Lord, order my steps. Amen. And I'm sure every one of you that's on this line today is looking for some specific directions. See, we can get some directions from the Lord, but when you're looking for specific directions, glory to God, when you're looking for specific directions, then guess what? It's going to take some specific sacrifices. It's going to take some specific things to set in motion that you will always be in the will of God. I bless the Lord today. So we're not going to prolong anything. We want to hear from this mighty woman of God, and we thank God for her. We thank God for her making the sacrifice to come on today and share the word of God with us. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Pastor Gloria H. Smith. And that is my homegirl, Sister Ruby, all the way from New Orleans, but she's ministering in Georgia, she's ministering in North Carolina, and wherever the Lord leads her, she willingly abides. Amen. So we thank God for her today. So thank you all for tuning in and listening. So we're going to bring the woman of God on, and she can open up with prayer and however the Lord lead her on today. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity, and I dare not take it lightly, woman of God, for being asked, amen, to share a word from the Lord, amen, upon a time of reflection. I thank God for that, woman of God. We do bring you greetings from the sons and daughters of promise. Amen. We pastor in New Orleans, Louisiana, and do ministry in Jonesboro, Georgia. Amen. But I will be ministering live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Let us look to the hills. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we come now to ask God that you have mercy, that you forgive us for every sin that we may have committed, both known and unknown. God, we ask that you're creating us a clean heart, renew within us the right spirit, the spirit of the true and living God. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, you bless your people, Lord. Oh, my God, they bless your people on today. My God, that's listening in live, Lord God, to this broadcast. Lord, you touch them. You know their need. You know where they are, God. God, we pray that you minister to them, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you breathe upon them, Master. In the name of Jesus, God, I bless your name for the angel of this ministry, Lord God. I hold up the woman of God in prayer. I pray, God, that you strengthen her, Lord, as she endeavor to do what you called her to do. My God, I bless your name. My God, for the radio staff, I bless you for them, Lord. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I ask you to have your way today. Oh, my God, have your way, Lord. You are the potter with the clay, mold and shape us, Lord, into your image, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, my God, cause glory to decrease, Lord, as you shall increase, Master. Oh, my God, at the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Father, be acceptable in thy sight. You're my Lord and you're my Redeemer. Now, God, anoint these lips to pray. My God, speak to me, speak through me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we be so careful to give your name praise, to give your name glory. And we blanket this prayer in the blood of Jesus.
Yes,
and we know, God, that it is so and it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And bless God. There is a word from the Lord. And we thank God for the topic that God gave unto the woman of God. Order our footsteps in the Lord. People of God, the day and time that we live in, amen, a time of turmoil, a time of hardship, a time of struggle. We need guidance from the Lord. We have tried to do everything on our own, glory to God, and it brings us right back to needing God. Every battle that Gloria lost was the battle that Gloria tried to fix, Gloria tried to do on her own. But every battle I gave over to the Master, I gave over to the Lord, I came out victoriously. And we bless the Lord, hallelujah, for what he's getting ready to say. Amen. We're going to key in, amen, on the scripture out of the book of Psalm, out of the division of Psalms, number 119. And we're going to look at verse number 133, where it says, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Amen. We're going to backdoor that word, glory to God, hallelujah, with a topic, a subtopic, amen, it's all good. Amen. It is all good. When you allow the Lord to order your footsteps, it is all good. Bless his holy name. When you allow God to order you, you allow God to give you direction, you allow God to be the leader, glory to God, you allow the commandments of God, the instructions of God, the mandate of God to govern and guide your life, it's all good. When you know that you can't do it on your own, that you got to give it all over to God, that this is not a work of man, but this is the work of God, it is all good. Amen. And we're going to look at Romans chapter number 28. Romans, amen, chapter 8 and verse number 28. And we know that all things work together. Amen. This particular book, glory to God, out of the book of Romans, this particular book, it was a divine plan. Hallelujah. This was about spiritual life. Glory to God. Realizing that God was in control. The scripture tells us we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God.
If
you love God, hallelujah, you're going to live your life after God. You're going to get out of the way and let God do what he's doing through you. Hallelujah. And if you allow God to order your footsteps, hallelujah, you're going in his direction. You're following his flow. Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't trying to second guess. You ain't trying to be analytical. You ain't trying to analyze. You just obeying. You're going with the commandment. You're following the instructions that God has given unto you. So if you allow God to order your footsteps, everything that comes after that order, everything that comes behind your obedience, glory to God, it's going to work together for your good. Thank you, Jesus. The Apostle Paul was talking here. Hallelujah. This is a very powerful script. Amen. We realize the power lies in the fact that if your life is destined, if your life is of God, if you're born again, baptized, believer,
going on in your life that God has to permit. Yeah. And if the Lord is watering my steps and God permitted a certain test, a certain tribulation, glory to God, you got to know that if God permitted it, God is in control. And if God allows it, God is able to bring you out of it. Hallelujah. And people of God, where we at right now in this season that we're in right now, we're seeing, amen, people are losing their jobs. We're seeing people being demoted, glory to God. We're seeing, hallelujah, betrayal. We're seeing death, amen. We're seeing people going through all types of turmoil. But when you're sold out and committed to God, when David was, amen, was praying in Babasha, when David was praying in the book of Psalms, division of Psalms, number 119, that was a prayer of a righteous man. Glory to God. In order for you to say, God, order my steps, you got to know God. A sinful man can't say, order my steps, because he has not given his life over to the Lord. But when you are sold out and committed to God, and you know that your life is now governed by God, you say, Lord, order my steps. And you'll find it in the very same division of Psalms 119, amen, before 133, he said, God, be merciful. Hallelujah. He was telling the Lord to be merciful. So we realize that in order for you to get, in order for you to get what God got for you, it got to come up on condition. You say, God, order my footsteps. You say, God, I need you to lead me. I need you to guide me. Hallelujah. God got some promises for you. Amen. God's going to bring you out, but it's upon condition. The promise is in this text. A lot of people, I heard the woman of God just say, we memorize scriptures. You can memorize this scripture that says, all things working together for my good. But if you're not sold out and you're not committed to God and you're not allowing God to lead your life, that promise is not for you. That promise is upon condition. It's for the children of God. It's for them that are really loving God, them that are really sold out and committed to God. That's who Apostle Paul was ministering to. When he began to say, and we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God. See, when you love God, hallelujah, you're going to keep his commandments. When you love God, you're going to do right. You realize that your life no longer belongs to yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we see so much negativity in this world, glory to God. But the Apostle Paul is saying unto us that all that is working together. It's all good. If you're giving your life over to the Lord and your life is patterned after God, it don't matter what's happening right now. It don't matter where we're at right now. Hallelujah. The enemy comes with a smoke screen trying to make us think, paint the picture another way that God ain't in it. But God, if he allowed it, it's all right. If God allowed it, glory to God, God is going to bring you out of it. Thank you, Jesus. And we realize that all things work together. Well, sister preacher, you may say, you ain't listening to me. You ain't understanding what I told you. I'm in a great test. Amen. My children are going straight. Yes, it is. It's all good. By virtue of the fact that you said that you love God, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. It is all good. You ain't got to worry about what's going on with your children, your sons and your daughters. God got them in his hands. And he's going to deliver. He got a set time to bring a fellow somebody. But you got to know, glory to God, that you got to know that if it comes, hallelujah, the same God that allowed you, he made your shoulders, and he knows how much you can bear. Oh, help us, Holy Ghost. And he's not going to permit anything to come that you can't come out of, Jesus. Glory to God, but you got to realize when your footsteps are ordered by God, and you're constantly moving, you're constantly, amen, you're lifting one foot up above the other, and you're making steps, glory to God. And somebody said, well, things ain't happening fast enough. Your footsteps are ordered by God. You got to move at the Lord's pace. If you want to have a microwave of a blessing, we want to have a microwave of a miracle right now. But if God is ordering your footsteps, he knows what's ahead of you. He's not going to permit the manifestation until some stuff is out of the way.
Come on now.
Amen. I told him that SDOP, glory to God. God got blessings that's on the arise for the children of God. But he's not going to release certain blessings in certain folks' lives. Why? Because he know your heart. You would give it all away. You would give it even to them that ain't doing right by God. God said nothing.
All right.
I see what's ahead of you, glory to God. I'm leading and I'm guiding you. I see what you can't see. Hello. Thank you, Jesus. All I need you to do is to follow my commandment. Follow the instructions. Follow the mandate that's upon your life. Just on time. Let them emotional. Just go in the will of God. Go after the promises of God. You're steady making movement, even in the trial. It don't seem like nothing is working. It don't seem like God is moving. Just keep making a movement. Just keep lifting the foot up. Just keep going, because God has already positioned you. And there's a destiny that's awaiting you, and God is leading you there. You might not see it. Just obey. How can I obey, Sister Preacher? I wanna give it all to God. I want God to order my footsteps. I wanna follow in the direction of the Holy Ghost. How can I do it, woman of God? I'm so glad you asked. You gotta operate in faith. You gotta operate in faith. You gotta know, hallelujah, if you are able to do it, woman of God, you gotta exercise faith. That's how you're gonna do it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. In the evidence of things not seen. I don't see it. We can't see it right now. But, oh, good God from glory. Thank you, Jesus. If you're exercising faith, if you're preparing your life after God, you're walking in faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when you're walking in faith, glory to God, it lies in the fact, amen, that God said, if you're walking in faith, I'm moving for you. I'm giving you a direction. I got a divine plan for your life. And if I have a divine plan for your life, glory be to God, I am directing you. Need not to worry about the love of ocean. People of God, you got to take your eyes off of what's going on. You got to keep your eyes fasted upon God. Hallelujah. How am I going to follow the directions of God? How am I going to allow God to order my steps? You got to exercise your faith. And people of God, there are levels to faith. There are levels of faith. If you ever seen, amen, a mustard seed, it is so tiny, itty bitty. It don't take a whole lot of faith to believe God, but you just got to have that itty bitty mustard seed of faith. So that if you give your life over to God, that he's in control, that he's not going to cause nothing to come up on you that he cannot bring you out of. So how am I going to let God order myself? Number one, you got to have faith. And some of us might have a little faith. Some of us might have great faith. Can I get a friend witness today? Come to the Samaritan woman. Amen. The Samaritan woman had great faith in God. She was allowing the Lord to order her footsteps. She was going through the crowd. She said, I've got to allow God to order myself. I done tried everything else. I spent all my money. I done went to this one. I done went to that one. Now I'm allowing God to order my steps. Thank you, Jesus. And she had faith to believe that if she just allowed him to order her steps to get to where he was. See, people of God, we just got to allow God to order our steps, and he's going to get us to where we need to be.
Hey, glory.
God going to get us where we need to be.
Yes.
Faith is important to miracles. Faith is important in this Christian life, because we cannot do anything without allowing God to have faith in you, allowing the faith to work in you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Samaritan woman, she said, I just need to touch the hem of his garment. Now, people of God, there was many that was trying to detour us, deter her. There was many trying to stop us, same way in our lives. When you tell them, I got to obey God, God has ordered me to do thus and so. I can even imagine, woman of God, as you're getting this crusade together, they're saying, but you don't understand, there's many ministers in New Orleans. You don't understand where New Orleans is at right now. Glory to God, they were trying to detour, they were trying to, amen, they just have some good sense, glory to God. But faith, faith don't make sense, but it does make miracles.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. You just got to know that if you're operating in God, and God is ordering your footsteps, that God's going to take care of all the in-between. See, when we go into a trial, when we go into a tribulation, when your footsteps are ordered by the Lord, you see the beginning. And there's some in-between that's going to take place. And see, people of God, in that in-between, glory to God, God is molding, God is making, God is shaping. Sometimes it don't feel good, but God says, working together.
Lord.
Sometimes it don't even taste good. You got to swallow some stuff. Oh, my God, but it's all right. God is still in control. He's ordering your footsteps. When you realize that you don't belong to your own self, well, thank you, Jesus. When you realize that you came this far by faith, leaning and depending on God, when you realize that God is saying in the word of God that, thank you, Jesus, and we know that all things work together. That means if we know something, we got knowledge about it. Amen. And we know. So if you know, glory to God, you got knowledge. You know, God done something for you. You got knowledge to know that God is in control. You got knowledge. You got a little faith in God. You realize that God is in control. And if God allowed it, it's all right, people of God. I need another praying witness. Come here, Brother Job. See, Job can testify today. Job lost it all. Amen. And Job's life was patterned after the Lord. He was a righteous man. Glory to God. I can die. Oh, my God. Let me paint the picture. Job, amen, was a righteous man, an upright man. Glory to God. He was, his footsteps were ordered by the Lord. He was doing what God called him to do. He was walking by faith, not by sight. Hallelujah. Them same friends that seen him lead a Christian life, they begin to question his walk. Amen. His wife that laid with him every night, they lived in the same house. She seen how he was so loved and committed to her. She even told him to curse God and die. But see, when your life, oh my God, is governed by God, and when your footsteps are ordered by the Lord, you just got to go when you don't even feel it. You just got to go when everything is crumbling up. You just simply got to obey and allow God to do what he's doing in and through you. Why? Because there's some people attached to your life, attached to your name, that you got to cross paths.
Come on.
I heard the woman God say, how you're sending it back to New Orleans. Amen. After 30 years, God has some people that are destined, that she must minister to you, that she must get out of the rut. Her footsteps are ordered by the Lord. There's somebody on a dying straight. Amen. That God is waiting on her time. God to cross paths with them. Good God, right now. Our lives are predestinated. Thank you, Jesus. It's unfortunate the fact that our lives are predestinated. Glory to God. God is in control. He's orchestrated. He's leading. He's guided. He's doing what he wants. Ah, Rabasha. And it's working together. He's working together for your good. Can I tell you, it may seem like you're down, but baby, I come today to tell you, you're not out. I come today to tell you that you're more than a conqueror. Amen. If you just follow the lead of God, if you just allow God to do what he's doing in and through your life, glory to God. Well, thank you, Jesus. Then God is moving. You just got to walk through the trial. Oh, blessed Lord. You just got to walk through the trial. Allow God to give you the strength sometimes. Amen. You don't even feel like lifting up a leg. That's when the Lord will give you strength. Jesus. And he will lift the leg up to cause you to walk on a little bit further. Yes. God, thank you, Jesus. See, you just got to bless the Lord at all times. You got to let his praise continually be in your mouth. Thank you, Jesus. Because you got to know, my God, I love my boss, no matter what the circumstance or it's all good. I love you there at all times because God is in control. Well, thank you, Jesus. The Bible tells us that very same text, amen, in the book of Romans 8:37. Well, thank you, Jesus. It tells us in that text, my God, naming all these things, you're more than a conqueror. God, your footsteps are struck by the Lord, and yet, nay, in all these things. Well, wait a minute, I just tried to tell you what I needed prayer for. You ain't understanding, I'm going through hell. Amen. By virtue of the fact that you're going through hell, God is doing, he's refining you, he's purifying you. Hallelujah. It's working together. Good. Hey, but you ain't listening to me, Sister Preacher. I told you, amen, I don't know where my next meal coming from. I want you to know today is still working together for your good. It's all good. Your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. Amen. God is able to put food on the table. Amen. If he don't come in this hour, he just said, fast and pray. Can I get a witness here? Glory to God. In all things, I love my emotion. It's all working together for your good.
When I
cry out unto the Lord, somebody say, he heareth me. So you mean to tell me why I'm crying, God is hearing? Yes, he is. Well, thank you. Glory to God. Can I get you to tell your neighbor that God is in control? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. And we see, amen, in this very same book, glory to God. Amen, the 38th verse, if I am persuaded. See, people of God, you gotta get it made up in your mind that I ain't persuaded in life, death, nor life. My mind is made up. I don't care, hallelujah, who goes with me. I don't care who don't go with me. I don't care who likes me. I am persuaded. Thank you, Jesus. That neither death nor life. My footsteps are ordered by God. My God, I'm going, because I got to obey God. I got to answer to the Lord. I got to answer when he called. I'm obeying the Lord. My footsteps are ordered. So if you're not coming, it's all right. I got to go. Can I get a witness here? The Bible says, amen, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come. It don't matter what's right here, what you're going through right now. You got to be persuaded. You got to be so loud. You got to believe, glory to God, that I'm in it and God will bring me out. Well, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. See, people of God, when your footsteps are ordered by the Lord, you got to know, amen, that you're living a victorious life. You're in a big fight. The battle has already been won. Hallelujah. You just got to believe. You just got to trust God when you can't trace him. You just got to believe that the Lord is in control and that, amen, that you shall not be moved. Just hold on, child. Help us on the way. Oh, my God, just maintain, amen, a powerful life and allow God to do what he's doing. Glory to God. Well, thank you, Jesus. While God is ordering your footsteps, amen, sometime, glory to God, you got to realize, glory to God, amen, that it's not about you.
Yes.
See, we get this thing twisted. We think it's about us. This is not about you. This is the work of God.
Hey, come on.
Amen. If somebody is reading the Bible through your walk, thank you, Jesus. Somebody reading your mail, glory to God. They reading the walk of God for you. Somebody need to see that Christians are really so loud that they're really Christ-like, that they're really doing what God called them to do. Somebody's watching you. Glory to God. God is trying to get the whole of it to know that God is real. God is trying to get your neighbor to see that there is a God that sits high and looks low, because they They know what's going on, and they watching your walk. And by virtue of the fact, glory to God, that they're watching your walk, glory to God, you got their attention. They seeing God in you. It's too soon to quit. Tell yourself it's too soon. They're throwing the towel. My God, today, the prayer and the love of Moshe. When David said, order my footsteps, David began to pray unto the Lord. God, I need you to order me. God, I need you to make things Rabbi Shah. I need you to make some crooked place straight. Order my steps. God, I need you to direct me. I don't want to go nowhere wrong. I done been there and done that. It didn't taste good. It didn't feel good. Master, order my footsteps. Tell yourself it's all good. Thank you, Jesus.
It's all good.
My God, see, now I'm persuaded that neither death, nor the emotion of life, nothing can move you. Let nothing move you. See, you got to invite God to stir the wheel. You got to invite God, give you a clear path before you. You gotta ask. You gotta invite God, amen, to do what he's doing through your life. Somebody says a wake up call up on the land, amen. It's a wake up call, amen. There's some accountability. It's being called up. Thank you, Jesus. When the woman of God asks God, what are we gonna deal with? Glory to God. And God begin to give her a topic, amen, about all our steps. See, the God, the body of Christ, has strayed away. Amen. God is raising up a remnant of people that are sold out and committed and will go. They will go. They will obey. They will do. They'll check the Lord. They ain't trying to get all glamorous. They ain't trying to do it on their own. They just let God work through this. Ah, Jesus. Good God today. People of God, our hope is not in vain. Lord, thank you, Jesus. The word of God tells us why I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy. See, people of God, when you're letting God lead and guide you, the suffering of this present time is not even worthy to be compared. You and that thing that you're going through right now, that's a life thing. Amen. It might seem like something big and tall, but when God bring you out, you'll say, oh, that wasn't nothing. God did it for me. Thank you, Jesus. We overcome by the words of our testimony. Amen. I know it cost you a pretty penny to come from California, woman of God. And it was nobody but God provided the way. Why? Because your footsteps, amen, was ordered by the Lord. Amen. And you came ready with your with your sleeves rolled up. You came ready with your feet, my God, ready to run the race. And there's people running that city that they've been all their life, and they ain't trying to bring more nothing. They ain't trying to bring another emotion there. They ain't trying to put a crusade together. They ain't wearing my shoulder. It's just me, myself, and I. So go ahead and bring you back to your city. Amen. And do the work of God, because your life is gone, Rabbi Shah. It's gone by the Lord.
Glory. Jesus, thank you.
We as believers, we can endure. Why? Because God is in control. We can endure because we know the victory is promised unto us. Amen. We can allow God to order our footsteps. Why? Because God is more. He's all powerful. Amen. He's more than the world against us. Still about to have his way, amen. All of our footsteps. Why? Because he got eternal blessings ever waiting on us. So we just got to let God do what he's doing. God is in control. Just go with God. Amen. The Bible says that he's a rock in our salvation. He's your defense. Ah, thank you, Jesus. You shall not be moved. Oh, glory to God. Thanks of God. You got to know that God is leading. Just let God have his way. Amen. You got to know that God's way is the way of love. Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to know that when God opens your footsteps, God's way is the way of peace. Oh, yes. But I feel dead. You got to know that if God is on your footsteps, God's way is the way of righteousness. Somebody tell God thanks. You got to realize
thank
that if God wants
you
on your footsteps, that God's way is the way of forgiveness. Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to know that if God is in control and if God is on your footsteps, you got to know that you're doing it by the grace of God. Oh, help us, Lord. You got to know, my God, you got to know, people of God, that God is in control. Oh, help me, Jesus. And that God's going to bring you out. Don't worry how things look right now. Just say, victory is still not mine. Oh, Jesus, can I get an amen today? Somebody say, Lord, lead me. Precious Lord, take my hand. My God, lead me, let me stand. Somebody say, another voice, lead me, God. Take my hand, Master. God is saying today, people of God, God is saying, he's moving, he's getting things, he's putting people in place. Amen. It's a stripping take. He's bringing some people down and putting some up. Amen. God is moving. God is reshaping. God is doing another motion door. Things that was already predestined. You didn't know that 30 years later he was going to bring you back. But your life is going out of the motion. In order for the Lord, glory to God. And God is moving. Thank you, Jesus. And God is reorchestrating. God is another motion. God is raising up our people that will really serve him. Somebody say, move,
hey,
God.
Well, you're
all about the Lord. God will birth a miracle out of your mess. When your footsteps are really all about the Lord, God will give you a message in the middle of your mess. When your footsteps are all about the Lord, God will give you a testimony in the middle of the test. Well, thank you, Jesus. When your footsteps are all about the Lord, God will give you salvation in the middle of the struggle. When your footsteps are all about the Lord, God will give you gain in the middle of the pain. Somebody say, God, do it for me. Somebody say, the Lord, Jesus. I know you're in control. The Bible tells us the glory is in tribulation. The Bible said patience have its perfect gain. Somebody say, God, leave it. I will follow. Somebody say, many of the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord will deliver out of them all. Oh, help us, God. Help us tonight. Help us this evening. Good evening, church. Good evening, Radio Land. Hallelujah. God is in control. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Keep a prayer for life. Keep your hands in the master's hand. Believe that if God said it, it's already done. Just seek ye first the kingdom of God in his righteousness. God's going to let you triumph over discouragement. My God, thank you, Jesus. It's all good. It's all good. Amen. And God is with you. Keep a determination. Just keep a determination. Don't you dare give in. Don't you dare give out. Glory be to God. God's in control. Just let him lead you. Oh, God, you're not going down. God got you, baby. You're not going out. God is your keeper. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, lead me, Lord. God is saying today, people of God, I ain't preparing you to do the work of the ministry. I ain't preparing you to do kingdom business. My God, for God I live, for God I die. Help us, Holy Ghost. Lead me, Lord, and I will follow. Lord, have mercy today. Somebody will clap those sanctified hands and tell God, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, God, we bless you tonight. We give you praise. We give you glory.
Yes,
God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for ordering our footsteps.
Glory.
We thank you for molding, shaping us into your image, into your likeness. Thank you for regirding us, for rebuilding us, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, God. God, help us to be still and wait on you. Help us not to be in a hurry, but to just let you do. Oh, my God, do thy bidding. God, we bless your name tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor, sir. Oh, God, I ask now, God, that you do thy will before, oh, my God, across this radio line. God, touch them by all of our day. Oh, my God, encourage in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share word from the Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, and thank you, God. Good evening, radio. Thank you, woman of God, for allowing me to come and share.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
There may be someone that's out there in radio land that says, Sister Preacher, I want to know that God that you just preached about. I want to know that God that's going to keep me while I'm in this tumult. I need to know that same God that will lift up my bowed down head. I need to know him for myself. I heard mama say it. I heard daddy say it. I heard grandmother praying. I heard granddaddy praying. But I want to know how to call him for myself. Amen. If that is you, glory to God, that's out there in radio land, if that is you, that you don't know, you're not sure about your Christian faith, about your Christianity, about your salvation. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We desire you. We want to pray for you. This is what it's about. Amen. It is about winning souls for the kingdom. It is about encouraging those that are in the faith. God, I pray that if there's someone, amen, that don't know you're a pardon of their sin, Lord God, that they will come to repentance, that they will repent and ask you, Lord God, to forgive them of their sins, invite you into their heart in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you mold and shape them under the devotion day. Oh, God, call them to come to know you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lead them, Lord God, to a Bible-believing church. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise and I give you glory tonight. God, I thank you for what you're doing. And it is so in Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
And I thank you, Lord. Amen. And bless the Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord,
thank you
for visiting us on this line. He visits us every day. Oh, my step. The woman of God says it's all good. It's working for our good, huh? Lord, oh, God, step, God. Oh, my step. Say, you know, Messiah. Oh, glory to God. That was a word. Hey, almost see, yeah. Hallelujah. Autumn step, God. Jesus. I was able to sing a song. I sang, I don't feel no way, God. Glory. Come too far from where I started from. Nobody told us that the road would be easy. Woman of God says, it's all good. I believe it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All things work together for the good. To them that love the Lord. Sometimes we think things is what everything working together for the good. Glory, but we living like hell, you son. Glory to God. We won't obey man, and we won't obey God. Hey, but we'll quote that scripture. It's working for my good. It's only working for your good if you love the Lord. Woo, then that latter clause, Pastor Gloria says, hallelujah, those that are called according to his purpose. It ain't gonna work for your good if you don't love him. It ain't gonna work for your good if you're not called according to his purpose. We gotta walk in the steps of the Lord. He has to order our steps. Amen. That's why we have so many setbacks. Hallelujah, because we're walking in our own ways. Mm. He said, but my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. This woman of God have preached today. Hey, no, 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 the fire is here. Hey, no, 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 hallelujah. Mm, you need to get in this water today. Hey, no, 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 ooh, if God is not ordering your steps, you need to get in the water. Ah, you know the Messiah. While the angel is still stirring. Yeah, you know the Messiah. Glory to God. I bless you today, Jesus.
Mm.
Ah, God of my steps. Hey, God. Ah, you know the Messiah. God of my steps, God. I ask the Lord even when we get ready for speakers. Hey, yeah, who to call, Lord? Who's going to say yes today? Yeah, you know the Messiah. Who's going to make a sacrifice today and share this word? Somebody needed this word today. Oh, my steps, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We were on this line like 30, 40 minutes overtime yesterday. The Lord was here. Amen. I mean, the anointing was on. The power of God was so heavy. Hey, we couldn't even release the line. We couldn't get off. That's what God is looking for. He's not looking for no Gucci bags. Hallelujah. He's not looking for no Armani suits. He's looking for a pure heart. He's looking for some clean hands. He's looking, as the woman of God said, for somebody to say, I'll go. Send me, Lord. I'll get in the trenches. I'll go on the corner where the crack addicts at. I'll go where the prostitutes are. Hallelujah. I'll go where the alcoholics is. And I will compel them to come. Yeah, you know, Messiah. Time is time to go to the streets. That's where the people are. They're in the streets. And they're dying every day. Hallelujah. We're in the four walls playing church. Amen. We're in the four walls. Hallelujah. Looking about. Who don't look this way and who don't look that? What about the souls? If God is ordering your steps, then he gave us a commandment to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. Hallelujah. He said, is right. There's a harvest out there. Hey, nobody want to go, hallelujah, and reap. Nobody want to go out, hallelujah, and tell. Hey, you know, Messiah. Glory to God. This woman that prayed here today, Jesus. All of my steps. It's all good. It's all good. We go open up the lines. I don't know what the hell you're no know, more shaya. Oh, God, I knew God wasn't through. Sometimes we want to move on so quickly. Hey, you're no more shaya. But when God ain't through, God wasn't through yesterday. And I heard the Lord showed me a glimpse of Prophet Michael yesterday. Oh, and I said, God ain't through. I didn't know. We don't know what God is going to do from 1 hour to the next. Yeah, but if we just let him have his way, get out the way. If we get out the way, God can have his way. But many times we're in the way. That's why how these churches is these buildings. I won't say the church. Because the church of the living God, it's alive, it's thriving, it's anointed. But these buildings, they're cold. Ain't nobody worshiping God, nobody praying. Hallelujah, nobody laying hands. Nobody's being healed, nobody's being recovered. Hey, glory, because we're walking in our steps. Not God. Woman of God has preached today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, woman of God. Thank you, Pastor Smith. Ah, glory to God. Under the anointing. Under the anointing. Hallelujah, Jesus. Okay, sister, will we open the yellow Messiah? Ooh, we worship and praise God yesterday. The man of God and the women of God sung songs to the Lord. They sung hymns to the Lord yesterday. Because we're grateful. Why? Because we want God to order our steps. Why? Hallelujah. Because we're rendering unto God his due benevolence. Hallelujah. We render unto Caesar what is his, but we have to render worship. We have to render praise. We got to render glory unto God. God is the sustainer. He is the lifter of our soul. Huh? Glory to God. Oh, I bless you today for this word, woman of God. It has strengthened me. Order my steps, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. Prophet Darlene Davis.
This was a word. Prophet Darlene. Hallelujah. Prophet Darlene, I just want to encourage all of you all on the line. Most of you all know that she hosts the prayer line too. Pastor Gloria does also. We'll have her to come back and give her information, but she hosts the prayer line Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Amen. Amen. And she's been faithful. She's been a faithful supporter and listener of this broadcast and an anointed speaker. Amen. She'll be ministering for us on Friday. So God bless you, Prophet Darlene Davis. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, I thank you. Touch your Lord. Hallelujah. See, sometimes we get discouraged with numbers, but God ain't into no numbers. The only numbers he's interested is in two or three. That's what my Bible tells me, where there's two or three. Amen. That's all you need to reach the throne of God. That's all you need. So don't just get discouraged because of numbers. Look at the two that you have. If you have two faithful people, that's more than 100 folks in there with unbelief. That won't pray, that won't fast, that don't have no faith. Give me two that's going to pray. Give me two that's going to activate the faith that the woman of God has preached about today. Give me two, huh? Because he said one can chase 1,000 and two can put what? 10,000 to a flight. Don't worry about the numbers. Worry about God. Worry about his presence filling the place. Glory. Go ahead, Prophetess Darlene. I'm sorry. God been moving on this life. His presence is here. It's no need of us to walk around with unbelief. There's no reason for us to doubt God. If he did it back then, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He don't change. We change. But God never changed. His word is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. This woman that preached here today. Oh, see, this kind of preaching may stir you up. Go ahead. Go ahead, Prophetess Darlene.
Hallelujah. I truly give honor to the Most High God. Hallelujah. I thank God for God being God. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for ordering my footsteps on this broadcast. I thank God for what he's been doing for the last couple of months. I thank God for the overflow that's been going on last week and this week. I just praise him. I lift him up. Hallelujah. Because he has ordered my footsteps on this broadcast. It's been a change in my life. Hallelujah. It's been a difference in my life. Hallelujah. I didn't want to come. Hallelujah. Not because of you, but I just wanted to lay down and die. Hallelujah. To tell the truth. But I thank God that I let the flesh die and that my spiritual man rise and he ordered my footsteps on this line. And God has blessed me ever since. So I thank God even on today.
I truly have been blessed by the word on today. Thank God for the past. I thank God that I let God order my footsteps. I thank God that he directed me and he's directing me. And I just say yes to his will, yes to his way. My soul says yes. My spirit says yes. They are not words, but I say, God, whatever you tell me to go, whatever you tell me to do, you say yes, I'll do. You say right. I don't understand, but I'll still go. So I thank God on today. We truly have been blessed last week and all this week. And I know I heard God that he wasn't finished with that topic. And I thank God that you hear God and that you let him order your footsteps. And he came back with the topic on this week. And I'm just blessed and I'm overwhelmed. And God is just moving. And continue to let him order your footsteps. God bless you all.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God.
Thank you. We're going to
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Elder Peggy.
Glory.
Elder Peggy Jones.
Yes. Praise God. I am sitting at the edge of my bed and just chills on my spine, down my spine, thinking about how the anointing is on this place, on this call. Yesterday, I think it was maybe about an hour after I got off the call, I inboxed Evangelist and said, I just came to myself. The spirit is on this call. Not only just on this call, the spirit is on this broadcast. First giving honor to God, and then we want to give honor to Evangelist. My God, I just tell you, the blessing that's going to come along with, because coming along with this, you allow God to use you in a powerful, mighty way to get the word out. I thank God for you. I thank God that I passed cross. I thank God the day that I met you. I thank God, it was Job. They was trying to tell him to curse the day he was born. I thank God for the day that we met. I thank God for the day that we met. As well as everyone on this call, I thank God for Pastor Smith. I passed across the same time. I just thank God for the, I keep saying the divine connection here.
Divine connection, yes, God.
If we continue with this connection, that we allow God to order our steps in the connection, I just thank God what she said when she made the statement and said that if it's all good. If we allow, if we trust in God to order our steps, then it's all good for us. And I thank God for that because, you know, a lot of times we get discouraged thinking that the steps that we're taking is not, sometimes we go, we think it's not for our good. But when we look at it, God shows us it's all for our good. You know, the devil meant the song, the song said, the devil meant it for your bad, but I'm so glad God meant it for my good. And I just want to tell you, woman of God, that was an awesome word of God. I don't take it lightly. Anytime I get on this call, my prayers are going out throughout the call, throughout the day, that someone will hear this broadcast, and lives will be changed, souls will be changed, deliverance, healing, breakthroughs. I'm constantly praying for everybody that's on the call, even though I may not know everyone's name nor faces, but I'm saying, God, you know the need. I'm asking God to minister to the need of everyone on this call. And I know that if I just say on this call, then God, he's going to do the rest. I just want to thank you guys for just embracing me and taking me in, and thank you guys for just allowing the spirit to flow in you guys. I'm telling you, I feel the anointing, and I know that whenever there's an God's anointing is somewhere, we don't ever leave. You get in the presence of God, you won't never leave the same way you came, and that's my prayer for myself, that once I get in the presence of God, I never leave the same way I came. And I want to tell Evangelist and Sister Ruby and everyone on this call, Pastor Smith, today has been a changing, life-changing for me today. I thank you. I won't be the same. I'm taking all this, and I'm writing notes as you're speaking. I'm taking notes down, writing them down. I'm sharing it with my husband. I'm texting him, letting him know what's going on because he's in the middle of the Gulf. He can't pick up on the call. So I'm texting him, telling him what's going on. And I'm just thankful for you to be a part of this broadcast. God bless you, women and men of God. God bless you. I'm going to continue to lift y'all up in prayer.
Amen, amen. And those that weren't on the call on yesterday, go back to our YouTube channel or go to our website, and you can listen to that message also from yesterday with Elder Peggy Jones out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. A word, a word, a word. Amen. And all of these messages are in our archives. You can listen to them 24/7. Amen. And they're on YouTube. We thank God for Minister Democrats downloading these messages immediately on our YouTube channel. So God is moving. God is moving.
Amen.
So thank you, Elder Jones. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We love you.
Love you, Minister Democrat.
Amen. 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 Praise him. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was glad when they said unto me, hallelujah.
Hey.
Amen. Amen. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen. And God, Pastor Smith, preach that thing. Amen. Amen. Give honor to the evangelist. Amen. And to the armor bearer, prayer from my phone. Thank God. Amen. For Sister Ruby. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. When she said amen to God, amen, pray that God order your steps. Amen. If for no other reason, he will make the crooked way straight. I said, Lord, you know me and my imagination. I was imagining a road that was all crooked. Amen. And then you said, Lord, will you please order my steps because the way in front of me is crooked. And she said that God will make it straight. And I'm just imagining a road straightening up. Amen. When you put God in charge of your life. Amen to God. So, amen, amen again. That's what I got. I said, like, stuff that seems crooked and don't understand it, if you let God order your life, he going to make that crooked straight. So, amen to God. That was just preaching me happy over here. So, I thank God I was on mute. Hallelujah. I ain't want to interrupt the thing. But, hallelujah. Amen, amen. I'm encouraged, woman of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lord have mercy. Driving that road, honey, I tell you, the Lord, as he was saying, I'm thinking about, you know, after you do things, then you look back on them, you say, now, that wasn't wise. You know, I was real foolish to do this, that, the other. You were saying that, Minister Democrat, and my mind went back to driving here from California. And I began to just look at all of the things that the material things, my personal belongings packed up in that car. I look and see all of this stuff spread out, I said, now, how in the world, Pastor Gloria, did I get all of this stuff in that car? Because if I had to pack it again, I couldn't get probably half the stuff in there. But I had a professional packer. And they packed my car to capacity, and I still had seeing room. And as you said that, God making that crooked path straight, I said, Lord, I drove 18 hours just stopping for gas.
My Lord,
straight.
My Lord.
When I got to Beaumont, Texas, and some of you all have heard me say, I almost collapsed. That was crazy. But you know what? It brought back to my mind how the people was trying to build that tower. They said, we're going to where God is. We're going to build us a tower, and we're going up there. And the Lord said, oh, no, you won't. But God spoke one thing. He said the people were one. When we become one, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Just what Pastor Gloria preached today, everything would unfold. That crooked path on that road, I don't know how I did it. Well, I do know it was God. But if I had to go back and do that again, I think I would be a little more wise. Because when I got to Beaumont, I couldn't go any further.
Beaumont
is only like 4 hours away from New Orleans, but I did have enough sense to stop at the rest stop during the daytime and got me a few hours of sleep. We do some crazy, foolish things, but even in our foolishness, God has a hedge about us.
Yes.
God had me covered. No flat tires, no incidents, nobody approached me. Jesus, Lord, help me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
All of my steps. Now, you know God had to order them steps. I know, if I tell people that, they say, no, you didn't. Oh, yes, I did. I didn't do. God did it. God did it. I was the vessel, but God was leading me. He was guiding me. He took me over those highways and those byways without no incident.
My Lord.
Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Tell me, who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. Moving on, Lord. I had to say that, y'all, because I'm sitting here thinking all of my steps. When I get discouraged, when I get despondent, when I get overwhelmed, I'm going to just look back how he carried me. Hey, he carried me on some eagle's wings. Glory. Can't nobody do that but God. Hey, glory to God. This old flesh would have shut down after 2 or 3 hours. Oh, but how many know that we can will our mind to do? And that's why there's nothing impossible for God. That's why we need to stop making excuses. Stop making excuses for living unholy. Stop making excuses for indulging in things that you know that's not of God. We better stop making excuses, because there won't be any excuses. He said you're going to be inexcusable, oh man, whomsoever you shall be, when you stand before God. It's time to get it right, people of God. God has it. Let God order our steps this season. And if we allow God to do that, when we come into the house of God, we don't have no hidden agendas. We're just coming to worship and give God his just due. All of my steps. This stuff is, I don't know where to go from here. God bless you. Who else, Sister Ruby? Ooh, Jesus.
Sister
Hallelujah.
T, John, and Evander's daughters, but we're
he
going
is
to.
Is willing.
We're going to Prophet Michael Davis.
Oh,
we're coming to y'all. Michael Davis.
Holy, holy, holy.
All right, now he's going to worship. He's going to bring us on in to worship.
Almighty, early in the morning, my soul shall rise to thee.
All right.
Holy, holy, holy.
Open the line, Sister Ruby. Somebody may want to just worship
mighty.
God.
Glory to God. God is one person. Blessed Godhead.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We give you glory, honor, and praise. The Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth.
All right.
The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that can never fail. Even when we fail, God can't fail. Why?
Because
he looked down on the earth and he said, let me see who I can swear by. But he found none worthy to swear by. So he said, I'll swear by myself. God can't fail. When God have a purpose, when God have a plan, man can't even mess it up. If man could mess it up, then God wouldn't be God. How can God be God? If he allow a man to mess up his plan, then that means man is greater than God. But man is not greater than God. God is greater than man. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Lord have mercy. God is greater. Are you
God is greater.
Vashon
Mitchell said it so well. I searched all over.
Is he preaching tomorrow?
Couldn't find nobody. Searched high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you.
All right.
You see, there's nobody greater than God. There's none on the left. There's none on the right. There was none before him, and there shall be none after him.
So
I just want to encourage somebody that God's purpose, and the evangelist, the pastor said it so well, Pastor Gloria, God bless you. Evangelist Bernard,
yes.
God bless you. Minister
bless
Democrat,
you.
God bless you. My sister
yes.
Ruby, God bless you in Jesus' name. Prophetess Davis, God bless you. And all that
yes.
are on the line, God bless you in Jesus'
Thank
name.
You, Jesus.
But it was so profound and prophetic. If you guys would listen with a prophetic word, a prophetic ear to this prophetic word, I know that you will simply receive that even though you may not understand what God is doing at times, he is still in control of ordering your steps. When he orders your steps, he's going to make it right, even if it doesn't seem right. Look at Joseph. God ordered his steps into the pit. Now,
Thank
it didn't seem like it was right, and it seemed like that's unfair because
My
they
God,
was hating
on
him.
On,
they wanted
Lord.
To kill him, but God spared his life. Why? Because
Damn.
He had to get from the pit, and he had to go to Potiphar's house. And then Potiphar's wife hated on him, and it seemed unfair. But
that's
yet
right.
God
that's
was
right.
still ordering his steps, and from Potiphar's wife, which lied on him and accused him of rape falsely, that sent him into the prison. Now you're saying, wait a minute, hold on. God ordering my steps into something like that? Yes, he is, because there's a divine purpose in God ordering your steps through the good and through the bad. And
all
no matter
right.
what it
all
is,
right. Thank
God
you.
Is
you
yet in control. And once he got into the prison, there was a specified period of time because God had an appointment on his calendar that Joseph had to stand before Pharaoh. And it wasn't no money involved. It was his gift. And the Bible says that your gift will make room for
Jesus,
you and put you
Jesus,
before
Jesus.
Great men. Thank you, Jesus. That's why Evangelist Bernard is down there in front of great men now, because a gift has made room for her and put up before great men. Thank you.
All right.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So
that's right, Holy Ghost.
I'm excited about God.
All right.
I'm excited about God. I thank God
Wonderful
for the message.
Jesus.
I'm not trying to preach, but you know you can't help yourself. I'm really excited about Jesus and what he's doing. He's ordering our steps. And remember, saints, he will give you peace. When he's in it, he'll give you peace.
Right.
That surpasses all understanding.
Yes.
That will keep your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. If there's no
Hallelujah.
Peace, there's no God. But if there's peace, then there's Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
All right,
hallelujah.
I think, Prophet Michael, did you confirm for tomorrow?
I think I tell you what, can you give me a call after the broadcast, please?
Yes, sir, okay.
I just want to check a couple of things, but please give me a call after the broadcast. I appreciate that, thank you.
All right, God bless you. Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen, Sister Ruby. We've been having church.
Evangelist Dar. I think that's her name, Evangelist Dar.
Yeah, that's Evangelist Doris' number. Maybe she on mute or something.
Sister T was on, and let me see if Don can say anything.
Amen.
Sister
Don? If not.
Hello?
Don?
Yes?
God bless
what
you,
What a wonderful
sister.
Word.
What
a
wonderful word.
Word.
We
God.
Got you.
Oh, it was wonderful. It's a blessing. To hear everybody praising the Lord. The people that be on this lady, they praise the Lord. I enjoyed everything. And whoever
right.
with the lady name, I can't think of the name, but guess what? It was so
Pastor Gloria.
Pastor Gloria, it was so touching. God is good. And I thank you for the message. Have a very beautiful day. God bless you all.
That's my oldest sister, Pastor Gloria. She lives in Texas now. She's from New Orleans. she's at work every day, so she's not able to say too much. She must be off today or have a little quiet time at work. But God bless you, Dawn. Good to hear you on the line today. Man, Sister Ruby, we're going to go to Sister Ruby. Then we're going right on back to our speaker, Prophetess Gloria. You done, hey, everybody done preached so much.
What?
That word.
Started,
we had quite a
that
few.
That was the word.
Hey.
We had quite a few but they probably had to get something taken care of, so quite a few of them.
Yeah, we had a lot of people on the day. God bless Sister Ruby. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just thank the Lord for Pastor Gloria Smith and the Word, you know. Get it right, you know. We say we in Jesus. We got to live it and walk it and preach it and teach it. And be
all
that.
Right.
You know, we got to be epistles read all men. So it just stirred me up in my spirit to examine. I'm always saying examine myself, and I need to examine myself and see if I really am in the faith, according to it. So God bless you. The Word was anointed, and it came forth with all power. God bless you. Back to you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. We're going back to Pastor Gloria. I tell you, she has stirred everybody on this line. God just been doing some awesome things, and he has certainly been using the men and women of God to even overflow from last week back into this week with this subject matter, Order My Steps. We thank God for the woman of God that have made the sacrifice to come and share with us today. I tell you, my heart is still just rejoicing. Hallelujah. When you hear preaching like that, it just stirs you up. Hallelujah. Make you think. Amen. And also make you just begin to appreciate God even the more. Amen. And when you find yourself, like Pastor Peggy said yesterday, taking a few steps backwards. So it looks like you should take more forward than you do backwards. But, you know, life is what it is. We don't know what life is going to present every day. That's why the Bible says we got to take off daily and we got to put on daily, because every day we are presented with some challenges. But as long as we know that God is ordering our steps, amen, it makes the day, it makes the challenges a little more bearable. Amen. So God bless you, Pastor Glory. We just love you. I just love this woman of God. Amen. She's a beautiful woman. I tell you, you can't even guess her age or what have you. God has preserved and have certainly put a mantle on her life that is to be heard all over this nation. Amen. I tell you, we just, oh, God, what else can I say? We love you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Gloria.
Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I thank God. For what he's doing in this time. Lord have mercy. I bless you more. I thank God for the ordering of our steps.
Thank you, Jesus.
When the Lord orders our steps, it is all good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It all works together for our good. When the Lord orders our footsteps, I thank God for Jesus. I bless God for you, woman of God, the angel of this house. I give the Lord praise for your life. I thank God for the men and women of God that's standing with you. Amen. I'm just excited in my spirit. I just, amen, exalt the Lord, glory to God, and I give God praise and thanks. Amen. I dare not ever, ever take it lightly. But the Lord presents the opportunity to share words from him. Amen. Because God could have used anyone else. I thank God for the opportunity, woman of God. I bless God for you. Amen. And I'm just expecting God to do great and mighty things. Amen. And I thank you for the divine connection. I know that God moved by, amen, by design and time. And I thank God for what he's designing, amen, in his timing for us. I give God praise. And again, I thank you for this opportunity, amen, to share to the people of God. I thank God for them out there in radio land. I pray that God encourage. I pray, amen, that they allow the Lord to order their footsteps. Amen. In the Lord, glory to God. Thank you, woman of God, again.
Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to Minister Democrat, and we're going to ask him to pray. And we also want to pray for Pastor R.C. Blake's and Father Daughter Talk Conference. We're excited about that. And pray for us. I probably won't be on the line on Friday. because of the conference, but just I want Minister Democrat to pray for the woman of God and cover her, amen, as she has blessed us today, and pray over her ministry and her family and just the work that God has called for her to do in this season. Amen.
Hallelujah. Even now, oh God. Hallelujah. We come before you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Asking, oh God, amen to God, that you pour back, amen, into your servant, oh God. Hallelujah. Who poured into us, oh God. Amen. That there will be no backlash, oh God. That there will be no retaliation, oh God. Hallelujah. Even now, God. Hallelujah. We bind that strong man, oh God. Hallelujah. Who got upset today, God. Amen. Because she poured that rhema word inside of us. Oh God. But we bind him together in the name of Jesus. Amen. Every prophet, every evangelist, oh God. Every intercessor that's on this line. We ask that you grab your rope. Your spiritual rope. The Bible says, whatever you bind on earth, it's going to be bound in heaven. So you have a rope in the name of Jesus. But begin to bind that strong man with us as we cover this woman of God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Take hold of your spiritual rope. Hallelujah. Whatever you bind on earth is going to be bound in heaven. God, and cover Pastor, oh God, Gloria Smith, in the name of Jesus, God. Cover her ministry, oh God. Hallelujah, oh God. Oh God, cover, oh God, those assigned to her, oh God. Realizing, God, the because of her steps, oh God, those that's coming behind her, God, those assigned to her, God, are affected. Oh God, hallelujah, because of her spirit. You are spiritually connected, oh God, to those assigned to her. Oh God, so what she goes through, oh God, hallelujah, those assigned to her go through. Oh God, but we ask, oh God, that she goes through a blessing, God. We ask, oh God, and we speak divine health into her life in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, we speak, oh God, overflow, not only in financial, God. Oh, God, but in spiritual gifts, oh, God. Begin to activate those gifts in the woman of God, even now that she's on this line, oh, God. Oh, God, that, oh, God, the word that went out in us, oh, God, it will continue, God, to go, oh, God, in, oh, God, her city, God. It will continue to rain, oh, God, on those who will listen to this call in our God. We speak this in the name of Jesus even now, God. Oh, God, Bishop Blakes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, on this Thursday, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, when the conference begins to go on Juneteenth, oh God. Oh God, the day, oh God, that, oh God, that you set the blacks free, oh God. Oh God, the people of color free, God. Oh God, on that particular day, God. Oh God, we ask you to cover that conference in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the same way you brought the black people out, oh God. The same way, God, that you loosed us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Asking, God, that they come out, they have a spiritual Passover, that the women, God, oh God, that come out to that conference in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh God, oh God, that those chains will go off of them, oh God. Oh God, that it will change their life. Some young girl, God, amen, God. Some woman of God, somebody that attends the conference, God. Oh God, that they will have a change of mind. Pour into Bishop Blake's even now, God. Give him the words to say, get inside of his mouth. Oh God, from this prayer, oh God, in the name of Jesus, realizing, God, not by power, nor by might. Oh, God, but by your spirit, it's the anointing that destroys those yokes. Oh, God, activate the anointing inside of him, oh, God. Amen, that somebody's life will be changed on that day when they watch the play, God. Amen, 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 from the fingernail play, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God. Amen, from the concert. Even, oh, God, that he is singing, oh, God, in the concert, when the man of God begins to sing in the concert, oh, God, yeah, that a soul, oh, God, will be touched, that a soul will be blessed, oh, God, from a song and want to change their mind, that somebody will want to get baptized. Somebody will want to give their life to you, oh God. Somebody will, oh God, want you to order their step. We pray right now, God. Oh, God, that you cover this mind, amen, oh God. Remember the armor bearer, Sister Ruby, oh God. Amen. Yes. As she carried those weapons for the line, as she covered the line, as she prays for the line, oh God. Cover her, God. Be a fist around, oh God. The evangelist, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, evangelist Bernard, even now that she's in a new place, Oh, God, her feet are touching new ground. All of her steps and the things that she is standing on, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, even now, God, from this prayer, God, cover her city, God. Cover those that are assigned to her, God. Oh, God, her family, God. In the name of Jesus, realize that in their family, God, oh, God, you need to activate some things, oh, God, even in Danielle, God. Oh, God, you're about to release her, God. Oh, God, and when people get released, oh, God, that freedom begins to mess with the mind, oh, God. Oh, God, when we pray, oh, God, that you regulate that liberty. Oh, God, and let her realize that she still is a slave of Jesus Christ, that she's a prisoner of you, oh, God, for life, oh, God. Oh, God, we speak this in her life even now. We speak this in her family life, oh, God. Those that are listening on this call, if you are in your car right now, if you are in your home, if you're at your job right now, amen, the same Jesus can order your step, and the woman of God spoken in your life, and we stand in agreement with her. He will turn your test into a testimony. In the name, if you believe it, if you receive it right now, what the woman of God said, believe, begin to just repeat that in your life before we hang up this call. My test will be my testimony. In the name of, oh, come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, my test will be my testimony. This woman of God spoke that into your life. In the name of Jesus right now, God. Oh, God, we see somebody going through something right now. Oh, God, but let it become their testimony. Let it shape shift even in this prayer. Amen. From a test to their testimony, God. Oh, God, we pray this right now, God. Hallelujah, you begin to do a new thing, oh, God, in that home, oh, God, in that family, God, in that ministry, oh, God. Oh, God, and cover the woman of God's mantle in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah. 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 I think God is worthy of just one wave offering. Just one. Just one. Just one. Amen. He's worthy of just one wave offering. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless you.
Amen. Amen. We wanted Pastor Glory to give out our information with her prayer call. And also Prophetess Darlene, many of you all have it, but we want them to say it tonight is Prophetess Darlene. Some of us haven't been on a line. Please go on the line and support this woman of God. She support us faithfully, amen, and we want to be supportive of her on Thursdays. Tuesdays is a free one for me, and I'll be calling in tonight, Prophetess Darlene. So let me go to Prophetess Darlene first, and then we'll go to pass the glory, and then we're going to have her to dismiss us. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your support. Thank you all for your love and your prayers. The number is 712-432-1500. Code is 211-498-POUND. Once again, that number is 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498-POUND, and the days are Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at 8 p.m.
Oh, you're on Sunday? I didn't know that. Okay.
At 8 p.m. and 5, if you are, is that, okay, what is that, Eastern, right? 5 o'clock if you are in the California area, and if you up north, it's 8 p.m., that's Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. God bless. Thank y'all.
Amen, amen, amen. Call in and support that line. Amen. She's on Facebook, so you can see that information there. You can also see it. I'm going to put it on my Facebook page also. I'll do that today, Prophetess Darlene. Amen. Pastor Glory, go back to you. You are hosting a prayer conference line, too?
Yeah, we have a prayer line, amen. We pray Monday through Friday, 11 years strong, amen. May 15, May 11 years.
Wow.
That the prayer line has been going forth, amen.
All right.
And we give God praise for that, that he put us in position, amen, to carry the lifeline. And
okay.
That phone number is 712-432-0393.
Jeffrey. And the pin code is 992761. 992761. And the times are 9 p.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And it'll be our delight to stand with you in agreement with the things that you need from the Lord in prayer. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to share, woman of God.
So that's 7 p.m. California time, 9 p.m. New Orleans time, and 10 p.m. Atlanta, Georgia, North Carolina time. Okay, so I'm just calling out those cities because many of you all are in the California area and the Carolinas, Texas, or whatever. We're on the same time frame with Texas also. Okay, 712-432-0393. Woman of God, say 11 years. Woo! Now, you know God has been good to her. 11 years to Caroline. That's awesome. That's awesome. Amen. Well, Monday through Friday, we'll remember that also. Okay, Pastor Smith, well, we thank God for you. We're going to let you close us on out with a word of prayer. Amen, amen. We have had a wonderful time. My soul has been saved. Amen. You know, when I get off this line, I don't even have an appetite for anything in the natural. I'm telling you, you just when the presence of the Lord come in, as mighty as he does, you just want to feast on that word. Amen. You want to stay in his presence. Amen. You don't want to deal with nothing. You just want everything blocked out where you can continue to just salivate and let that word saturate your heart. I bless God for you. Amen. We're going to let Pastor Gloria close us out with the word of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Word of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we bless
you.
We give you praise and we give you glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, God, for all that you said and done on this line tonight.
Hallelujah.
God, I bless you for the woman of God. I cover her in prayer.
Thank you.
I pray your will. I pray your way over her life. God, I pray that you provide. Make provisions in the name of Jesus. Lord God, under the motion, I decree the milk of blessing over this disorder in the name of Jesus. God, we rebuke the devil for your child, the love of Osha. My God, strengthen her body, Lord God. Touch her bloodline. Touch her family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bless you, Lord God. I'm the love of motion there. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. I decree your blessings and make it rich and add no sorrow with it over their lives. In the name of Jesus, my God, I thank you that our footsteps are ordered by you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, as we are the love of motion, Lord, as we follow your commandment, Lord God, that it's all working together for our good. I give you praise. I give you glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for somebody being saved and delivered, Lord. I thank you for somebody's body's been healed. I thank you for miracle monies, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. I give you honor now, Father, for doing these things in which we've asked. Oh, Lord, I thank you for our bishop. I thank you for R.C. Blake. I thank you for Samuel Blake. I thank you for blessing the conference, Lord. I thank you for sending the people in the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you for supplying the needs, Lord. Lord, my God, I give you praise, I give you glory for doing it. My God, I bless you. I thank you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. And it's in the master's name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray. We call the prayer in the blood, and we thank you, Lord God, that it is so. And that it is done in Jesus' name. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, rest, rule, and abide with us, henceforth and forevermore. We bid you a good evening. We bid you a good evening. God bless you all. Thank you again, woman of God, for this opportunity. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We'll see you on tomorrow. We will have a speaker We don't know who, but it will be a speaker tomorrow and on Thursday. Remember Bishop Jesse Grant out of Chicago, he'll be ministering for us on Thursday and Friday. Prophetess Darlene Davis will be ministering. Amen. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Amen. God bless us, bro.
Hey, you know, Mom.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church,
oh,
say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his word
say,
is.
God has spoken.
Let the church,
let the church say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen. The church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church say,
amen, let the church say, God has spoken, hallelujah, let the church say,
the church say amen by Marvin Wyman. God bless. We're closing out.